I think what happened to change things was the way the news cycle shifted a few years ago. From about 1920 up until about, I don't know, whenever CNN came out, which I guess was the late 1970s, news was pretty much consumed on a like a partial day basis. For example, radio and TV didn't have 24-hour news, so since they could put together a half an hour or 1 hour news program, and this is going all the way back to the 1920s, they could fill it up with honest-to-God, really important stuff that mattered to you and me, and pretty much have an entire newscast, and they were fine. The minute you started trying to do 24-hour news, however, you end up in a situation where there just isn't enough stuff to talk about. For example, I did a show on Fox News on Monday called Red Eye, and it's actually a roundup of weird news stuff, which is how I ended up getting on the show.
Right.
So I'm sitting around in a bar talking to a couple guys afterwards, and one of the guys, we were discussing exactly this topic, and one of the guys says to me, you know, that's really funny that you mentioned that. He says, because our show is just an hour long every day, and we struggle to fill this. And this is weird news. I said, I have no idea how the rest of this network operates.
Well, it's the beast that must always be fed. And and I will tell you, for my friends who work in the 24-hour news media, that's the hardest thing about that job, is you could put on a great hour's newscast, and you can have the latest stuff from world events as it's happening. You can link up, you get your satellite feeds all right, and get all your reporters. But the hour runs out, and then guess what? You got to do it all over again, and you got to do it 23 more times.
You've got to just keep going, and that's the problem. In a nutshell, is that when nothing's going on, you know, newspapers have to print, internet sites have to update, 24-hour news channels have to talk about something. And for at least the last week, we've had a whole bunch of nothing going on. So they've really, really had to be digging, and it's been kind of a nice banner week to pull out examples of stuff to talk about as far as, like, wasting time goes.
Let me tell you what I think. I remember a time, it was back in 1993, I was living in Nashville, and I remember this one newscast, and I think this goes to what you're talking about. It was a tease, actually, for the local 10 o'clock news, I won't say which network, and they had, I think it was like whatever there was, ER or whatever I was watching, but they actually had the video of somebody who was bungee cord jumping and the bungee cord snaps, and they showed the video. They said, they on this little 15 second tease, they said, man, you know, bungee cord snaps as man jumps. They freeze frame it on the snap, and you can see the bungee cord, you know, going up into the air, and the guy going out into space. They freeze it, and they say, we'll tell you what happens at 10.
Exactly.
I thought, okay, that's insane to be talking about a man's life and treating that like it's, you know, like it's the punchline of a joke.
Yeah, there's a lot of I didn't mention it in the book because I couldn't figure out how to make examples of this. But one of the things you're seeing on a lot of the internet sites right now that they're moving towards video is what I call voyeur video, which is basically, like, for example, most popular video on CNN that I mentioned earlier is a skydiver who fell 5 miles.
Right.
Now, I mean, granted, at least the guy survived, and that's a good thing. But in general, most of the time, it's stuff like, you know, watch as this car explodes that has been left on the railroad tracks, or watch as a warehouse burns down in suburban South Dakota, you know.
Right.
And it's like, you know, again, of no relevance to anybody. But the funny thing is, again, it ends up being the most popular, not because CNN picked it to be the most popular, but because people clicked on it.
Well, it was already popular, which is why they chose it, which is kind of the weird thing about it, is it really isn't. It's not left up to a journalistic news discretion.
No.
It's left up to, hey, what can we show people that we know has already been tested on some website somewhere that people will go, ooh, and ah, and oh, you got to stick around and see that again.
And generate paid views and thereby generate ad revenue.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. And, like, sometimes I get that. I mean, it can be a story where it I can't think of an example of that off the top of my head, honestly. But I can see where that might be a story where it's such a bizarre thing that ended up on YouTube. And it may have been that in another day, in another era, that video that ended up on YouTube would have gone to a local news affiliate first. It might have gone to a major news network first, but it just so happens people can, you know, uplink it themselves, and they're just bypassing the media altogether. But other times it's like the screaming effeminate weatherman, you know, in Tampa or Orlando, wherever that guy is, that, you know, where he sees a bug and he starts screaming at a bug.
Yeah,
and, like, what does that really have to do with CNN or the news? That part, that's when I don't get it. And I remember when they ran that as a news story.
Yeah, that one's a classic. Yeah, it's definitely the kind of thing that I think YouTube has kind of cut the legs out from a lot of this. And something else that's interesting, too, is I'm seeing a really strong trend on news websites to go towards video. And the main reason for that, most people may or may not be aware, is because you can charge a lot more ad money for that. What's interesting is to watch where the traffic patterns go, because we linked a lot of that same content on FARC and noticing that, for the most part, people will click on stuff that augments a text article. For example, they don't want somebody to read an article to them. They'll read the article, and then there's anything that accompanies it that they think might add to the experience. Like, for example, there was an article that was really hot about a month ago about a really cute polar bear that was born somewhere in Germany.
Right.
Well, people clicked the hell out of that because they wanted to go see the cute polar bear. They didn't really particularly care if a bubble-headed bleach blonde, as Don Henley called them, read their news to them. They actually just wanted to see the thing and get out of there.